It is God's desire that as surely as the dawn breaks forth daily, so will the revelation of His goodness be evident daily in every area of your life. Welcome to Dawn Extras with Tim Grage.
It's the first day, depending on when you're watching this, for me, for today, it is the first day of the second half of the year. We have completed the first 6 months of 2025. We're entering into the next 6 months of 2025, and we are going to pray. The Spirit of the Lord said to me this month in particular, the month of July, that it is the month of prophetic alignment. I usually don't get terminologies like this per month, but interestingly enough, for this month, I got this, where the Lord said it's the month of prophetic alignment. So before I lead you in prayers as it relates to it, I want to draw your attention to what prophetic alignment then ultimately means. In fact, listen, as we enter into this second half of the year, you need to appreciate that the way God operates, the latter is generally expected to be greater than the former. In fact, God often saves His strongest moves for the latter half, for the second half. Joseph went from the prison to the palace in a moment. Ruth went from gleaning in the field to owning the field before the year ended. And the Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 8. But good endings, listen to what I'm saying now, but good endings don't happen by chance. They happen by prophetic alignment. To align prophetically means to synchronize your posture, your perception, and your confession with what heaven is saying. Now, let me say it again. To align prophetically means to synchronize your posture, your perception, and your confession with what God is saying now. The second half of the year is not neutral. It will obey the voice of the one who speaks by the Spirit. And the way to activate that is through alignment. There are three dimensions of prophetic alignment. Number one, you must align in your hearing. Look at Revelation 2 verse 7 says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying." You cannot walk in what you haven't heard. The prophetic voice of God must become louder than the noise of regret, than the noise of fear, than the noise of past failure. You need fresh instruction. Hear the voice of God. You need fresh instructions. So, number one, three dimensions to prophetic alignment. Number one, alignment in hearing. Number two, alignment in speaking. Job 22 verse 28 says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you." I'm going to lead you in prayers in a few moments. And understand, when I lead you in prayers, pay attention to the specifics that I ask you to pray. When I lead you in prayers, they are always as a result of promptings from the Spirit. Meaning, the specifics that I ask you to pray are things to currently and urgently address and navigate through. So stay with me. So number two, you must align in speaking. Job 22, 28, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee." The second half must hear your voice. Prophetic people don't just pray, they proclaim. They proclaim. Number three, there must be alignment in moving. So number one, there must be alignment in hearing. Number two, there must be alignment in speaking. Number three, there must be alignment in your actions, alignment in your moving. Mark chapter 1 verse 12, after Jesus had heard the prophetic word, the Bible says, "And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness." Prophetic alignment is obedient in real time. See, the opportunity must be seized within the lifetime of the opportunity, because every opportunity comes with a lifespan. And so every opportunity must be seized within the lifespan of the opportunity. So prophetic alignment is obedient. obedience to the voice of God in real time. It's knowing when to move. It's knowing when to wait. It's knowing when to war. You must move with divine rhythm. One of the laws that governs the universe is the law of rhythm. Everything has a rhythm. There is order in chaos. Even the theory of chaos, there's something called chaos theory. Chaos theory shows us that even in that which seems arbitrarily random, there is a form of order in the chaos. In everything, there is a rhythm. Oh, Calibro Hoskadeba. The earth moves in a rhythm. It is not coincidence that there is a rhythm to the rotation of the earth on its own axis, and the rotation of the earth around the sun, and the rotation of the sun within the Milky Way. Everything, there is a rhythm. It's not coincidence that your heart has a particular rhythm. And when it goes out of rhythm, you begin to feel uncomfortable, because everything works within a rhythm. When the Bible says in that Ephesians 2 verse 10, that you are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained you should walk in. It means for your life and your destiny, there is a rhythm. And you are supposed to walk in accordance with the rhythm. And when you walk in accordance with prophetic alignment, in accordance with the already pre-installed, pre-ordained divine rhythm of heaven concerning your life and destiny, doesn't mean you won't face challenges. You will face challenges, but you will overcome all. You will overcome all, because as long as you are within the ambit of divine rhythm, what will happen is, or what has happened is, God has foreseen your challenges. He has equipped you. He has made deliverance available on that path. All has already been secured. Do you get that? All has already been secured. Now, we're going to pray. As we step into the second half, don't carry over confusion. Don't carry over spiritual passivity. Don't carry over distraction. Today, we prophetically align with God's agenda, and we command the next 6 months to deliver what heaven has written concerning us. Do you know why Jesus experienced constant victory? To the point that even when he was physically killed, he rose from the dead. Do you know why? Because Jesus said it this way. He says, "Behold, I come, as it is written of me in the volume of the books." What was Jesus saying? There is a path, a rhythm already set for me. I have discovered that rhythm, and I am walking in it. Some people call it the unforced rhythm of grace. The unforced rhythm of grace. I prophesy over your life. And I declare that this month, you operate in prophetic alignment. I declare that this month, you operate in within the ambits of your divine rhythm. In the name of Jesus, we are going to pray. I want you to start by declaring, "Father, I thank you for bringing me into the second half of the year." Let's start from there. "Father, I thank you for bringing me." Don't think it's because you have been the perfect person. It is by the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. So I want you to lift your voice and declare, "Father, I thank you for bringing me into the second half of the year." Let's pray in the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, I recognize your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for bringing us into the second half of the year. Your goodness and your mercies manifest. You have carried us, sustained us, because you are not through with us. You have brought us to this point that we might yet experience manifestations of your goodness. We are grateful. Thank you for the preservation of life. Thank you for the sustenance. Thank you for the resources. Thank you, oh God, for the deliverances. Thank you for the better speakings of the blood. Thank you for your mercy that has brought us to this point, to the second half of 2025. We are grateful. Receive the praise in Jesus' name. Now listen, Psalm 65 verse 11 says, "You crown the year with your goodness." So you will declare, "Let every remaining day of this year, 2025, align with your divine purpose for my life." Let me say it again. "Let every remaining day of 2025 align with your divine purpose for my life in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Say, Kalibro Koskadia. I speak into the rest every single day of this year. And I declare that you are lying. You are lying. You are lying. Every single day left in 2025, you are aligned with the divine purpose for my life, according to Psalm 65, verse 11. In the name of Jesus, somebody declaring, every day left of this year, 2025, you are aligned with the divine purpose of God for my life, for my family, for my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Kaliso toko liba, in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to declare that you will say, I command July to December. I command, let me put that on your screen. I command July to December to open up to the will of God for my destiny. I speak divine order, progress, and fruitfulness. Lift your voice, pray in the name of Jesus. Divine order in the name of Jesus. I declare divine order from July to December. It opens up to the will of God for my destiny. Divine order, progress, and fruitfulness is my now experience. Come on, declare it. Speak to July to December. I speak into July, August, September, October, November, December. Hear the voice of God. I speak into you and I command you to open up to the will of God for our destiny in the name of Jesus. We command divine order. We command divine progress. We command fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now I want you to declare, I align my ears. Let me put this on your screen. I align my ears to hear prophetic instructions clearly in this season. Let divine downloads replace human assumptions. I need you to pray this one from your heart. Lift your voice. Go in the name of Jesus. I align my ears, the ears of my wife, my children, every citizen of Zion, everyone connected to me on Dawn. I align your ears to prophetic instruction. I declare that prophetic instructions become very clear to you in this season. I declare that you will operate with divine downloads. With divine downloads, you will not function with human assumptions. You will operate with divine downloads in the name of Jesus. Divine downloads, prophetic instructions become very clear to you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, let's push. You will declare that every delay from the first half be converted into acceleration in the second half. What was held back is now released. Lift your voice. We go in the name of Jesus. Every delay, every holdback, every dragging of feet, every restriction, I declare you are converted into divine acceleration now in the name of Jesus. Every delay from the first half is converted into divine acceleration from July to December. Every restriction is removed. That which was held back is now released in the name of Jesus. Rika soto kopari bagadea ikasita yeleboska. This is our testimony now in Jesus' name. Now I want you to declare that I reject, listen to this. I reject every script of limitation and stagnation in the name of Jesus. Every script of limitation and stagnation, I reject in the name of Jesus. Let your divine script be my reality. Lift your voice. Let's go in the name of Jesus. I reject every script of limitation and stagnation over my life, over my family, over my finances, over my ministry, over the city of Zion, over Dawn. I declare that every script of restriction, of limitation, we rebuke you right now now in the name of Jesus. The divine script of God is my reality. I declare it so now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Now you will declare, I receive grace to walk in prophetic, did you hear me? I receive grace to walk in prophetic obedience without delay. No more hesitation, no more fear, just obedience. Let's go. In the name of Jesus, grace. I speak grace, grace to walk in prophetic obedience. We operate with grace and we walk in prophetic obedience this season without delay. No more hesitation, no more fear, no more hesitation, no more fear. In the name of Jesus, we command and declare and receive grace to walk in prophetic obedience without delay. We prophesy and declare, no more fear, no more hesitation. In the name of Jesus. Now I want you to declare, let every helper assigned to my destiny in this half locate me swiftly. Let every helper assigned to my destiny in this half locate me swiftly. I call for divine connections and covenant relationships in the name of Jesus. Let's go. I call for divine connections and covenant relationships. Divine connections and covenant relationships. Divine connections and covenant relationships in the name of Jesus. Divine connections and covenant relationships in the Oshabrako Sotokoriba Haloskidia. Divine connections and covenant relationships in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, now you will declare, I prophesy restoration of time, relationships, resources, and opportunities. The latter shall be greater than the former. Lift your voice. Let's go. In the name of Jesus, the latter is greater than the former. The latter is greater than the former. I prophesy restoration of time, restoration of relationships, restoration of resources, restoration of opportunities. The latter is greater than the former in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice, declare it, prophesy. The second half of the year will listen to your voice. We declare the latter is greater than the former in Jesus' name. Now you will declare, I come out of every emotional or spiritual misalignment. Let my thoughts, actions, and desires be in sync with the Spirit of the Lord. Let's pray. I come out. I speak over your lives. You come out of every emotional and spiritual misalignment. Your thoughts, your actions, your desires are in sync with the Spirit of the Lord. Your thoughts, your actions, your desires are in sync with the Spirit of the Lord. You come out of every emotional, spiritual misalignment in the name of Jesus. I declare it, you come out. Somebody needs to declare it. I'm seeing it. Declare that you come out. You come out of every emotional and spiritual misalignment in the name of Jesus. Lasso pragadia. Our actions, our desires, our thoughts are in sync in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, as we get ready to close this, let's declare that the oil of ease. Oh, Calibro Huskadia. Declare that the oil of ease rests on your hands for every assignment ahead. No more striving, no more struggle, just grace. No more striving, no more struggle. The oil of ease. Lift your voice. Let's pray. I declare that the oil of ease, the oil of ease, the oil of ease, it rests upon us now. No more struggle, no more striving. The oil of ease for every assignment on earth that assigned to us rests upon us now in the name of Jesus. I declare upon you the oil of ease. The oil of ease. No more struggle. No more striving. In the name of Jesus. No more struggle. No more striving. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now I want you to declare, Father, Let me see what you are doing and partner with it fully. Did you hear me? Let me see what you are doing and partner with it fully. Make me sensitive to your movement in this second half. Lift your voice. Let's pray. Father, let me see what you are doing. We see what you are doing. We see what you are doing. We see what you are doing. And we partner with you fully. We are sensitive to your movement in this second half. We are sensitive to your movement. We are sensitive to your movement in this second half in the name of Jesus. We are sensitive to your movement in this second half in the name of Jesus. We see what you are doing. We partner with you fully in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now I want you to close by saying, I declare that this second half shall be marked by testimonies of divine alignment. My life will echo the sound of fulfilled prophecy. Did you see it? It's on your screen. Lift your voice. Pray in the name of Jesus. I declare this second half is marked with testimonies of divine alignment. This second half is marked with testimonies of divine alignment. My life echoes the sound of fulfilled prophecies. My life echoes the sound of fulfilled prophecies. I speak it over your children. Your life echoes the sound of fulfilled prophecy. This second half is marked with your testimonies, with divine alignment. In the name of Jesus, it is so, in Jesus' name.